When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing? So I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. And before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. So I guess Shrek was right when he said the Activision Blizzard deal is like onions. It has layers, and it might want to make you cry. All jokes aside, this deal is legit spawning headlines week to week, with Sony now claiming Xbox wants them to be like Nintendo, a less effective competitor. An article posted to VGC by Andy Robinson dives deeper into this claim, stating, "The company argues that Xbox will become the home of FPS games if the deal is approved. Microsoft claims that Nintendo's differentiated model demonstrates that PlayStation doesn't need Call of Duty to compete effectively, but this reveals Microsoft's true strategy. Microsoft wants PlayStation to become like Nintendo, so that it will be a less close, effective competitor to Xbox. Post-transaction, Xbox will become the one-stop shop for all the best-selling shooter franchises on console, including Call of Duty, Halo, Gears of War, Doom, and Overwatch." Sony then goes on to claim that having Call of Duty on their consoles is vital to their success, stating that the franchise is entrenched in gamers' psyche. Every installment since the first Call of Duty back in 2003 has consistently topped the charts. Ignoring these facts, Microsoft argues that Nintendo has been successful without access to Call of Duty. This misses the point. The decision identifies a wide body of evidence showing that Nintendo offers a differentiated experience to Xbox and PlayStation because it focused on family-friendly games that are very different from the PEGI 18 FPS games like COD. Sony then pointed out, "In general, Microsoft's internal documents track PlayStation more closely than Nintendo, with Nintendo being absent from any internal competitive assessment." Now, some valid points are being raised here, and this does contradict when Microsoft has said in the past that they don't view Sony and Nintendo as direct competitors. Rather, Amazon and Google are their main enemies in the space. Now, it is true that companies like Google, Amazon, and even Apple could be bigger fish to fry here, because they do have the money to outright buy any company or developer they so choose. Now, Microsoft did claim in a summary of these arguments that we talked about before that Call of Duty is neither special or unique. Okay, I love you, Microsoft, but that is ridiculous. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. They went on to state that, quote, "Call of Duty does not drive spend on PlayStation and accounts for only a redacted percentage of Sony's digital revenues worldwide. In 2022, Call of Duty gamers spent essentially the same time on Xbox as FIFA, Fortnite, GTA, Minecraft, NBA 2K, and Rocket League gamers. Importantly, they also spend around the same proportion of time on other franchises. This is inconsistent with Call of Duty having a greater ability to drive consumption of non-Call of Duty content on consoles than other popular franchises. However, Microsoft says it does view Nintendo as a competitor, and even highlighted the recent release of Bayonetta 3 to counter the idea that Nintendo is a family-oriented business. Now, an even more interesting quote here is, one, Call of Duty isn't irreplaceable. The second part of that is, it says that the next console generation isn't until 2028 at the earliest. So, Xbox 720 for 2028 confirmed? Now, Xbox did state, if Sony were indeed worried about the hypothetical withholding of Activision content, it would have at the very least 6 years to prepare a competitive response in time for launch of the next console generation. Now, other companies like EA did try this strategy with Battlefield, but those sales numbers weren't even in the same ballpark when talking about Call of Duty. Now, I did talk about how Phil Spencer stated in a podcast interview that he wants to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation for as long as PlayStation gamers want it. But there is a recent rumor making the rounds that Microsoft offered Sony a 10-year deal to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. Now, the thing that really got me going was how Microsoft basically said Call of Duty isn't cool or isn't popular. I've done at least 4 videos within the last few weeks, let alone days, talking about this damn game. It is arguably the most popular game of all time, so let's just cut that argument out. So, I'm gonna pass the question off to you guys. Who do you think is in the right here, Sony or Microsoft? For me, I believe Sony is raising some valid points, but that argument then goes off the rails at some points. Sony is in the right for wanting at least some form of written confirmation that Call of Duty will remain on their platform. And Xbox is just plain wrong for saying Call of Duty isn't special or unique, or at least acting like it isn't. But that about does it here for all things gaming. And what you could do to do the right thing is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. But I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.